Can I move it a little bit? I speak every year on Yom HaTzmaut about the need to express our recognition and appreciation of the abundant chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in granting the Jewish people control over Eretz Yisrael. In this respect, this year is not different. The events of the last 76 years have been transformative for Klal Yisrael. There has been explosive growth of Torah in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz because of Eretz Yisrael. Who among us has not been spiritually uplifted and inspired by learning in Eretz Yisrael or through someone else who studied Torah in Eretz Yisrael? Visiting Eretz Yisrael in itself is an encounter with the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showed his chesed to us. He has showered his chesed upon the state of Israel on a material level as well. The technological achievements of the state are miraculous. The survival of the state in face of its enemies and the growth of the state are demonstrations of divine grace. However, in a certain respect, this year is very different because we are all tormented by the Shasara that confronts Eretz Yisrael and world Jewry. On Shmini Atzeres, on October 7th, Klal Yisrael suffered atrocities and barbarism that we have not experienced since the Holocaust. So many people, young and old, have perished. There are so many serious injuries that are life-changing. The hostages are in their 221st day of captivity. There are large areas in Eretz Yisrael that are relatively unpopulated because of the inherent danger in living there. We once again have seen that Klal Yisrael has no friends to depend upon. The United States government is withholding weapons from the state of Israel. The overwhelming majority of the nations of the world in the General Assembly have voted to ask the Security Council to grant membership to the so-called state of Palestine. All this emboldens and empowers the terrorists of Hamas and Hezbollah to continue with their murderous terror against the residents of Eretz Yisrael. We once again have to focus on the tefillah that is recited every Shabbos. Avrachamim heitiva b'ritzoncha es Tzion. Tivnech almos Yerushalayim. Ki b'chol levad batachnu. Melech kal ram v'nisa adon olmim. We learn this lesson time and time again. Ki b'chol levad batachnu. It is our amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sustains us. V'hi sha'amdol avoseinu v'lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. That is what sustains us. The question that confronts us presently is how to respond to the present Shastara. Of course, there is a mitzvah of tefillah b'shastara, a mitzvah d'orais of tefillah, even according to the Ramban, that generally the mitzvah of tefillah is midrabanan. But b'shastara, the Ramban also agrees that there's a chi of the d'orais of tefillah. But I think that the theme of today, our appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, implies a certain responsibility as well and can tell us how an additional way that we should to respond to the present Shasara. Well, this past Shabbos we read the Haftarah. It's a very rare Haftarah. It's a Hasishbot in Yecheskel Chafbeis. It's a Haftarah of Peronos. It's very harsh. It uses very harsh expressions. Klal Yisrael, in the Minhag Ashkenaz at least, avoids this Haftarah. It's not just rare because it happens to be rare. The Haftarah of Miketz is also rare. The Haftarah of Tazria is also rare. This is the rarest, but it's intentionally rare. We avoid it. And that's a topic itself. But that was the Haftarah we read. Next Shabbos, Parshas Hamar, we're going to read the Haftarah of the Avodas HaKohanim, the sanctity of the Kohanim, and the Avoda that you will do in the Bayis HaShlishi. So we are surrounded. We are surrounded by Nevuos of Yechezkel. Last Shabbos and this coming Shabbos. Nevuos that have a different sort of message, but we're surrounded by Nevuos. And I think that there's a very important message that we can learn from Sefer Yechezkel as a whole. And that's what I want to discuss. Yechezkel begins his prophecies to the Jews in Bavel, 6 years before the Churban HaBayis. He tells the Jews in Bavel what would befall Yerushalayim and Yehuda. He does this in order to strengthen their devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last third of Sefer Yechezkel, there's a difference between the first two-thirds of Sefer Yechezkel and the last third, similar to Sefer Yeshayahu, as the Bar Menal points out. The last third of Sefer Yechezkel describes in great detail the glorious destiny of Klal Yisrael. These prophecies serve to strengthen and encourage Klal Yisrael in times of great despair. Yechezkel describes the destruction of the enemies of Klal Yisrael. He describes Kibbutz Golios, the gathering of the exiles. V'lekachti eschem en agoyim, v'kibatz tri eschem mikol ratzos, v'veisi eschem el admaschem. A Kibbutz Golios. But not just of some Jews, of all the Shvatim. Of all the Shvatim. In Yechezkel Lamed Zion, we have the prophetic vision of dry bones, coming back to life. In Chazal, we find a machlokas as to whether it was just a prophetic vision or whether it miraculously happened. But in any event, the Nevuah describes the rejuvenation and rebirth of the Jewish people. These atzamos yuveishos, that's Klal Yisrael. Hinei omrim yoshu atzmoseinu va'obdesik vaseinu. Nigzarnu lanu, these bones, they are the house of Israel. Behold, they are saying, our bones are dried out and our hope is lost. We are doomed. L'chein hinavei v'amata lehem kol amar Hashem elokeichem, kol amar Hashem elokim. Hinei ani poseach es kivroseichem, v'aleisi eschem mikivroseichem ami, v'eveisi eschem l'amas Yisrael. See, Yechezkel speaks of the transformation of Klal Yisrael from dry bones to a living people. Yechezkel prophecies in Lamed Zion of the unity of Klal Yisrael. The unity, this Haftarah Parshas Vayigash, when there won't be two kingdoms, Malchus Yehud and Malchus Yisrael, when it'll be one kingdom, Vasisi Osam L'goyachot Ba'aretz Bar Yisrael, U'melech Achad Yechulam Melech, and Malchus Beis David will rule over all of Klal Yisrael. Yechezkel describes in great detail the Bayis Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, that's the last part of Yechezkel, and its courtyards and the city of Yerushalayim. It's a beautiful, beautiful prakam, so uplifting. If you learn it carefully and you really follow the description, there are now, thankfully, lots of svarim that printed with charts. You can follow exactly what, have some sense of what it looked like. So inspiring and uplifting. There's no tour of Yerushalayim that can compare to the tour Yechezkel received from a Malach Elokim in human form. Yechezkel describes this. B'maros Elokim heviyani al Eretz Yisrael v'aynecheni al har gavoah ma'od. In a divine vision, he brought me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him to Eretz Yisrael. He set me down on a very high mountain. V'inei ish mareyu kamara nechoshes. There was a man whose appearance was a malach, was like that of copper, with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand. He described everything to Yechezkel and measured everything, so he should see the exact measurements. He was standing by the gate. And what did the malach say to him? The malach said to him, Re'ei be'necha uvaznecha shema, v'simli be'ech l'chol asher ani mare oscha. You were brought here, concentrate on this, because you were brought here that I should show you. But you have to tell this. You have to teach it to the Jewish people. You have to teach it to Jewish people. You were brought here for that purpose. You have to teach the Jewish people to strengthen and encourage them in their time of despair. The Haftarah of Parsha Amor of this week, Yechezkel Mem Dalet, is part of the description of Bayis Shlishi. It describes the sanctity of the Kohanim and their performance of the Avodah. V'Hakohanim, that's how the Haftarah begins. V'Hakohanim Alevim B'nei Tzadok, Asher Shamru Es Mishmeres Mekdashi V'Sos B'nei Sevelai, Heima Yikruvo Elai L'Shar Seini. Now, there's an interesting comment by the Bar Menal in his Hakdama to Sefer Cheskel. And the Rabbanel points out that, in general, the names of Nevi'im were not just granted by the parents of the Nevi'im. Of course, they were granted by the parents of the Nevi'im, but it wasn't just what the parents decided was a good name. He says it was divinely inspired. And each Navi's name actually represents the mission of that Navi. This is what the Rabbanel says. He says, Al min ha-shamayim ederech hashkocha, nimshcha kriyash moseyim, maskim impuloseyim umaseyim. It was ederech hashkocha. And the Rabbanel says, what does the name Yecheskel imply? It implies that he was mechazek klal Yisrael. He strengthened klal Yisrael in their amuna by describing to them the gevuros HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asat lavo. So it actually implies two things that go together. Cheskel, he described the chozek of kel in the Achris Hayamim, and he thereby was Yecheskel, who was mechazik, the amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kel, through that. This was Yecheskel's mission. And I think that Sefer Yecheskel provides us with an answer to the question I raised. How do we respond to a Shas Tzara? At times like this, we have to follow the example of Yecheskel Navi. We have to strengthen each other in our Amunah, because it is our Amunah that sustains us. We have to encourage each other, and we have to encourage all Jews, and be mechazik all Jews, and strengthen their Amunah, religious and irreligious. The Barmanel himself was a Yecheskel for his generation. The Barbanel witnessed the expulsion of Jews from Spain, which was an absolute catastrophe. He describes in great detail the catastrophic destruction of a vibrant Jewish community. And the Barbanel took upon himself the task of encouraging the masses of survivors by expounding Sefer Daniel that speaks of the eventual Gula. And this parish he called Mayanei Yeshua, which is an explanation of Sefer Daniel. And he writes as follows, Dibarti ani b'libi, eis lasos l'Hashem, l'chazek gedayim rafos, u'berkayim koshlos ha'ameitz. It is time to strengthen weak hands and unstable knees. L'shalim l'chunim l'koshlei ha'gola, to comfort those that have stumbled in exile. The Abarmanel was a Yecheskel for his generation. And he wrote a Sefer Yeshua's Mashicho, which discusses the Mashianic Agadot of Chazal. And he writes, Omar Yitzhak Abarmanel, Kenega Nirali Bebeis Yisrael, Zekanan Aram, I see a plague. He used the Lashon HaPasek, it's very poetic. Kenega Nirali Babayas Bebeis Yisrael, Zekanan Aram, I saw a plague of defeatism within Klal Yisrael, among old and young. Vani panisi habayis, viti aharti anega. I cleared out the bias, and I purified this plague of defeatism. Vihisati esha'am me'ema kachor al pesach tekva. I moved the people from the valley of trouble and despair to the gates of hope. That eima kachor al pesach tekva is a lashon haposek in Hosea. There the HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, this is the Nevuah of Hosea, that Eretz Yisrael, which was desolate and a valley of trouble, would be transformed into a portal of hope. Now ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who strengthens and courage and uplifts and moves us from despair to hope. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be his messengers to encourage and uplift the Jewish people. To be like Yecheskel, who strengthened the Muna of the Jewish people in the time of despair. Now let's consider the Holocaust. Prior to the Holocaust, based upon a 1933 census, there were 9.5 million Jews in Europe and 16.5 million Jews worldwide. 6 million Jews perished in the Holocaust, more than the third of world Jewry. This was a catastrophe beyond imagination. The survivors of the Holocaust needed encouragement. Who would encourage them? Who would move them from the valley of utter despair to the gate of hope? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the survivors and all of Klal Yisrael through Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem us. How was he Menachem us? By giving us control of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the founding of the State of Israel. He orchestrated the survival of the state, the growth of the state, and the achievements of the state. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us possession of Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the magnificent growth of Torah worldwide through Eretz Yerushalayim. What we have witnessed, the growth of Torah, this was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. One could describe, and many describe it that way, the Klal Yisrael after the Holocaust as Atzamos Yuveishos Ma'od, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought the Jewish people back to life. Eretz Yisrael is a divine gift and enables each one of us to fulfill our mission as a present-day Yecheskel, to mechazik Jews in their amuna and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even one who is not in a position to influence others directly has to be aware of the Yecheskel approach and attitude towards other Jews. We know that very often, actions, the way we treat other Jews, speak louder than words. The devotion of irreligious Jews to Eretz Yisrael is a manifestation of the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam that burns within them. Eretz Yisrael has ignited a flame of Kedusha within Jews worldwide. The Kirov movement that has transformed the small flame of Kedusha in many Jews into a blazing fire of Kedusha is a consequence of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the 1960s, the numbers of Shomrei Mitzvah and Lomdei Torah in Eretz Yisrael were relatively small, and the freethinkers were very much in control. At that time, the Rav addressed the conflict between the religious and irreligious in Eretz Yisrael by discussing the Gemara and Yerushalmi and Chagiga. I want to repeat part of what the Rav said, because I think it's very significant, relates to our time as well. Elisha ben Avuya was one of the Tanoim. He was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. At one point, Elisha ben Avuya became a traitor to Klal Yisrael and sought to tear Jews from the Torah. From that point on, he was called Acher. And as I mentioned for my father before Pesach, and the Rav discussed this idea as well, it's because this conveys the idea that he was no longer the real Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was taken captive by a foreign personality. And the Chazal called that foreign personality Acher. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that Rav Meir asked Acher, when Acher was riding his horse on Shabbos, he addressed him and he said, "Afata chazor b'cha, you too repent." To which Acher responded, "Kvar shamati me'achorei hapargod, shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. I have heard from behind the curtain, return backsliding children except from Acher." So Acher said, "I can't do tshuva. I heard a bas kol, I heard a heavenly voice. Shuvu banim shovim, everyone can do tshuva, chutz me'acher." The Talmud Yerushalmi has a slightly different reading of this incident. According to the Talmud Yerushalmi, Acher said as follows: "Shapam achas hayisi over lefnei beis kodesh hakadoshim rochav al susi. I was riding my horse and I passed by the beis kodesh hakadoshim, the place of the kodesh hakadoshim. B'yom haKippurim shechalios b'Shabbos. He was a kofar. He was riding his horse on Yom HaKippurim shechalios b'Shabbos. To that extent, publicly. V'shamati." I heard a bas kol, Yotzei Sibes, Kodesh Kodashim for Maris, Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'Elisha Havuya. Everyone can repent except Elisha Havuya. Now the Yerushalmi, the Bavli quotes the incident, mentions it as Shuvu Banim Shovim Chutz Me'Acher, using the appellation Acher. But the Yerushalmi says Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'Elisha Havuya. So Rav asked the following questions, obvious questions. Can a heavenly voice decide against one of the most fundamental principles of Jewish faith? That every person can do tshuva. Even someone who sins his entire life, adichducha shel nefesh, someone who sins his entire life can do tshuva at the end of his life. How could the bas kol tell him, everyone can do tshuva except Acher, except for Elisha Avuya? And then why would a heavenly voice torment him in this way and encourage him at first and say, Shuvu banim shovim, not you, chutz me'acher. What was the point of that? So the Rav explains that the answer is contained in the different readings of the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Now, I'm going to quote some part of what the Rav says. I'm skipping certain sentences, but just understand that this is a translation from the Yiddish. It's one of the Rav's drashas and Chamish drashas, which I'm not going to read the lengthy portion in Yiddish, but it was translated in English. This is the English translation. And there, I quote it as follows. The true Tana, the sage of the sages of Israel, whose Torah Rebbe quotes in the Ethics of the Fathers, never sinned, was never traitorous to Klal Yisrael, never joined the Romans, never sought to tear Jews from Torah and the fear of God. Someone else was the traitor, another personality, Acher. One fine morning, Elisha ben Avuya did not recognize himself. A Gilgal, a dark, ugly soul, entered within him, bewitched him, and persuaded him that he is not the disciple of the sages of tradition, that he loathes all that is holy, that Knesset Yisrael is not his mother, that its future is not his future. Suddenly, Elisha ben Avuya was caught in the web of another, Acher, who disguised himself as the former Tana. This Acher fled from the Beis HaMidrash. Acher transgressed the Shabbos and mocked everything precious and holy. But the real Elisha ben Avuya, hidden deep within the personality, was never treacherous towards God or Knesset Yisrael. He was merely captive within the pseudo-personality in Acher. End quote. And the Rav explains that when Acher rode his horse publicly on Yom Kippur Shechalis of Shabbos, something miraculous happened. Because how is it that, why was he riding his horse near the Beis Kodesh Kodashim? Why did that happen? And the answer is that for a moment, the glorious slumbering soul of Elisha ben Avuya, trapped within Acher, awoke and pushed aside the hand of Acher to guide the horse to the Kodesh Kodashim. Elisha ben Avuya knew very well the whole Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim. And for that moment, Elisha ben Avuya took control of Acher and pushed Acher aside and was drawn to the Makom of Shuras HaShechina of the Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Elisha ben Avuya heard a heavenly voice. What did he hear? He heard, really, the voice proclaimed what the Bavli says, Shuv Abonim Shovim Chutz Me'Acher. Return backsliding children. What Chutz Me'Acher? What does that mean? It means throw off the foreign personality of Acher. That's what the heavenly voice was telling him. This is what the heavenly voice said in accordance with the reading of the Bavli. But Elisha ben Avuya heard. He heard Chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. He didn't hear correctly. The voice said Chutz me'Acher. He thought the voice said Chutz me'Elisha ben Avuya. Why? Because he thought that he and Acher were inseparable. That was his tragic error. And the Rav applied this message to the situation in Israel in the 50s and 60s. And again, I quote, skipping certain portions, a translation from the Yiddish. Year after year, we have worked together with a freethinker. He was describing the religious Zionist movement in Eretz Yisrael in the 50s and 60s. Year after year, we have worked together with a freethinker. We saw the tragedy of Acher. Deep inside each one of them, we believe there is a captive Elisha ben Avuya who bestirs himself from time to time and demands, protests, and runs to the Holy of Holies, even when riding his horse on Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. If we're not for the Elisha ben Avuya that exists within each of them, pushing toward the Holy of Holies, they would not sacrifice themselves for Eretz Yisrael and its population. True, they will yet prance many times in front of the Holy of Holies and not understand the heavenly voice. But the day will come when the verse, "Return, O backsliding children, except for Acher," will sound clearly, and the sleeping Elisha ben Avuya will ascend from the depths. End quote. This is what the Rav said about the situation in the 50s and 60s. And I think we can apply that very well to what's going on today too. Eretz Yisrael is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has transformed Klal Yisrael in many ways. It also provides an opportunity for us to be mechazik, the moon of other Jews, religious and irreligious. There are irreligious Jews that are devoted to Eretz Yisrael with real Mesiras Nefesh. If we demonstrate by our attitudes, actions, and words that our possession of Eretz Yisrael is a divine gift and a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, we can draw them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we show respect and appreciation to those that defend Eretz Yisrael, and if we indicate that their Mesiras Nefesh constitutes Avodas Hashem, then we can draw them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the divine gift of Eretz Yisrael. Our expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for granting us possession of Eretz Yisrael is important not just for ourselves, but the mechazik, the emunah of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Our mission is to utilize the divine gift of Eretz Yisrael to transform the spark of holiness, of devotion to Eretz Yisrael, into a blazing fire of Amunah and Shmiras HaMitzvos. Then, as the Rav says in his conclusion, will come to pass the great miracle of V'chol Banayach L'mudu Yashem, Rav Shalom Banayach.